Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
I know. Fantastic. This thing is freaking great.
All right. Are you ready to go?
Are you rolling?
Looks like
Alex?
We are.
We're rolling.
All right.
We're rolling.
Happy Friday, Secret Show listeners. It is Friday, March the 3rd, 2023. It's 2023. It's almost, it's like 2 years, 355 days since the pandemic sent us all home. It sometimes it feels like way longer than that. Other times it's a blink of an eye.
March well, 13th, I do
wasn't
think.
It?
Yep.
I think the thing that happened probably for most of us is the Groundhog Day thing, where nothing stood out for so long that it felt like forever, and also just yesterday, because yeah. It was there was nothing spiked up and went, oh, here's a different day for you.
Yeah, we. I think the very first ride that, I'm in a bike gang.
Yeah.
Called Critical Mess.
Yep.
Our very first ride, we went, 15 or so miles on our electric bikes into San Anselmo, and we ate at a pizza joint right there on the, and it was Friday the 13th. I think, Vinny, you and I had found out that day that we weren't coming back into work. Mm. No one was in masks. The restaurant was open. It's surreal now because it was the last time that anything felt normal. Like we went out to a restaurant, the six of us in our bike gang. And it's just that, and that does not feel like 3 years ago. Like that feels like yesterday. It's crazy. But that was the beginning of like my, you know, like through the pandemic, that was our little bubble for the most part. And it was just... It was really fun. It was a fun part of the whole experience. And there weren't that many fun parts, so that maybe that's why it sticks out so much.
There were not.
Mostly because I didn't have kids in school. You know, I was able to focus on some of the fun things. My kids
no,
were
I
on
think
Zoom
that you know,
calls.
There were people who went, we had a good relationship, and then this happened, and now we don't.
Mm.
And now and maybe we've been divorced for 2 years.
Right. And maybe that was one of those things where you had a good relationship in perfect circumstances doesn't mean it was good. It means
right.
You like hadn't hit any yeah. bumps in the road yet. And those are important. You got to be able to get through those together in order for that to really be considered a good relationship.
Maybe you just fast tracked what was inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. All right. So this email this is, I love it. And I don't want to say that I don't love all the other emails that come in, that who, you know, the people who have their problems, and often we get really good ones, really interesting. This one is just, it's super different than anything else I've ever heard, and it's meaty, it's chewy. Like, there's okay. a lot happening here. And, by the way, wait, it's only one long paragraph. And I'm floored.
Okay.
This is Bob from Burlingame. Probably a made-up name. I don't know. Dear Alice, that's all of us. I've been listening since you took over from my favorite radio station, KRQR. Believe it or not. Slurps all around all of you. You for sure are my radio family.
All right.
When I married my husband, he had two adult children, and I had none. We both wanted to have a child together. So this is, she, I don't know if he's significantly older than her, and that's really not the point here. But I also don't know if 30 years ago, because they did have a kid together, and the kid's 30. And he had had a vasectomy after he had, and his kids had already grown. He had these other kids, and he had a vasectomy that was so old, they couldn't reverse it.
Oh.
That's what they're saying here. My husband had a vasectomy after his second child was born too long ago to get the procedure reversed. I didn't know there was a time limit on that. We didn't want to use a sperm bank, so we asked my husband's son to be the donor.
Oh.
Just let that sink in. Just think on that for a second.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We felt that was the best decision. Our child would have my husband's genes, and we knew my stepson's health, personality, intelligence. He said yes, and that is who is the father slash brother of their kid. I know.
This person's my neighbor. They live right there.
Oh, shut up.
You know, well, I mean, no, Burlingame. Oh, you know, I'm Milbrae, you know, it's right
there. Oh, all right. Yeah.
So our daughter that we had together, with the help of this guy's son, is 30 now. How do we tell her? So this all happened before we were even on the air. They had a 3-year-old when we went on the air or whatever. Okay. How do we tell her that her father is actually her grandfather? And her brother is her father. Her sister is her aunt. And her nephew is her half-brother. So she has double relations to literally everyone in the family. Except the mom. The mom is just her mom.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I are anxious, confused, and worried about telling her. It's also hard on my husband because he wants her daughter to know he will always and forever be her father. Thanks for your help, Bob, the girl in Burlingame.
Are you going to go first?
I don't know.
I mean, I'll comment. I my thought is this. This is my thought. I'm not necessarily going to give you the right answer. I think Sarah's probably going to get this one right. But here's my
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
If the only two people that know about this are you and your husband, then you do not tell her.
And
she doesn't need to know this.
Well,
there is
there's
zero
there's a
reason.
Minimum of three people who know this. Because there's the
son. The brother.
The son is also.
Yeah, son slash brother.
Okay. So I still feel like if it's just these three people who love this person more than as much or more than anyone on the planet, then I feel like those three people can all spit in their hand and shake on it that we take this to the grave. The end. And that's what happens. If you can't contain that, if it's not a small number and everyone can't be, you know, browbeaten into silence, then, man, that's a tough one to share. And there is no
good, rock her world.
Yeah, there is no good way. It doesn't necessarily have to come between anybody. Of course, her dad is her dad.
Of course.
And her brother is her brother. And that was simply a donation. And it's not a thing. But I do think it's better kept quiet. Just because of the like, the first thing that occurred to me in this letter is the conversation between husband and wife in the first place must have been a weird subject to broach. Like, who brought that up? And wasn't the husband like, what, are you fucking crazy?
Like, who suggested the son?
So that's the first thing that hit me was, how do you bring that up? And it's got to have been the wife that did, because she's the one desperate for the child. And the dad is like, oops, I can't reverse it, you know. Oh, well. So now there's like, you know, brainstorming on one end or the other, or maybe both. It's possible. But
sure,
someone,
they wanted a kid together. They're in love.
It feels like that's just a weird subject to have gotten to.
I know.
And to have broached it and then talked it through to the point where you're like, all right, I'm going to bring it up at dinner and you're going to ask him to splooge in a cup. Can you do that? Yes, I got this. Okay. And then you push a Dixie cup across the table as you're all sitting. Like, God, what?
A Dixie cup and a penthouse. You know, it was 30 years ago. You couldn't push your iPad across the table. I got it all queued up to something I think you're going to like, son.
Penthouse. That's very true. Yeah. For a minute, I you said penthouse. I think of a building with an apartment on top.
No, all right.
But then I went,
this?
Oh, yeah. The one where all the people used to pee. Mm.
Yeah. A hustler. A Dixie cup and a hustler.
Yeah, there you go.
Then you would have known. Okay, so I'm with you in a way. I really feel like I have more questions about this than, like, first of all, I feel like when this all went down 30 years ago, how did they keep it quiet even then? Like, is this a thing where every fucking buddy in the family knows except for the daughter? Like,
I doubt it.
That's why I say, if there's a way that you've got a clear cap on the number of people who know, and especially if it's all the people within your household, then there's no problem just all of you looking at each other in the face and deciding she doesn't need this info and she will never get this info. Handshake. Agreement done. Right. But if it's out, I'll tell you, let me just share this real quick. I have a good friend who was told by a family friend that her dad is not her dad. And this was obviously known by more people than just the people within the household. So she got this info that your dad's not your dad and was completely blindsided. This is a woman in her 40s and was like, oh my God, it explains some things I hadn't thought about. But now she, from this family friend, is burdened with info that her dad doesn't even know she knows.
Oh God.
And she's sitting there going, I think if I bring this up, it's going to kill the guy. Like, he's my dad.
Yeah.
He treats me like he's my dad.
Does he not know that he's not her dad?
I don't know that. I can't answer that.
That would be world rocking.
Yeah, I remember that. So, yeah, I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that it was already world rocking for her. And now she's sitting on info she doesn't know, even know to, and I never followed up. We don't talk all the time, but it's someone that I was surprised to hear this about, and it's now her burden. Now right. She has to sit there with it.
So, I just think that it's so complex, and it really has a lot to do with who these people are as, like, mature humans who can understand situation. Like, I don't know, sometimes people freak the fuck out and blow up a house or whatever. Other times people go, okay, well, let me think about that, and I can see why you might have wanted to do that. I think the people that were not considered, first of all, I don't know what happened to the first wife. If she's passed, it's not a thing. If she's not passed, she's this fucking girl's grandmother. She has a grandchild that she doesn't even know about. Which adds a whole nother wrinkle to this thing. Like,
that's right. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
So now this girl is not just going to find out that her brother is her dad and her dad is her granddad, but that this other lady that the mother, took over for her. I just don't know what that situation.
Well, it mainly matters whether that new grandmother knows about the whole thing or not, right? Like, let's.
Well, it sounds like they contained this. It does sound like
hopefully
only the three of them told this.
This feels like a bad advice that she once told back in the day. It was like when we were downstairs in that nice studio.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember that.
I remember the good old days.
There's somebody writing about bad advice, asking if they should confess about cheating way in the past. Like, I cheated on this person a long time ago, and I want to just get it off my chest. And Vinny actually gave this advice, and I always remembered it. He said, you're doing this more for your own satisfaction when you confess about this.
To relieve yourself.
To relieve your, exactly.
To drop your burden
on someone
else. And
that's kind of how it feels. And now, yeah, but at the same time, if it's going to get to her eventually, you want to be the one to tell her. So
that is,
I agree
that's
with
actually
that.
The thing, yeah.
I agree with that, and that's why I say if you can't get the three people who know to agree that, because all of these three people all love this lady, this girl, this sister,
yes.
This daughter, this, they all
she's
love
not
her more
losing
than
anyone. She right?
Right,
she's related
family,
to all of them,
and they all agree, and they've clearly been able to keep it quiet for this long. So to me, it seems like you don't have to worry about the son getting shit-faced and going, I'm your dad. Ah, isn't that funny? Like, as long as that can be kept out of play, and we're dealing with, grown adults who've made a decision that it's best for us all if we just zip this. Now, I can hear people out there screaming, honesty is always the best policy. I've heard that. I know that saying. That's one I understand and I get it. So if there's a chance, just like my friend who got a phone call from a friend of the family and was like, oh, yeah, your dad's not your dad. Like, I don't know how that dropped out of that person's mouth.
Right.
I don't know if they hate someone and did that on purpose or if they accidentally let it slip. But if it's out there, I do think you are better off handling it and doing so with the same explanation that you've given here, which is he couldn't
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow. Your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom. Car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
And we were able to get the as much of the family DNA as possible involved in bringing you into the world.
Right.
And I don't think that's... I have always looked at that product because I've washed so much of it down the sink
or gross.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean,
or in someone's belly.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Brand, stop it. That's funny though. I like that one. I'm just saying, if that's like, you know, that doesn't mean she wasn't brought up with loving parents. It doesn't mean she's the victim of rape or pedophilia or any other right. weird thing. So it seems to me like it's just a circumstance that isn't normal, but isn't psycho or criminal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Comes from a place of love.
It does. And it would be a hard thing to bring up to someone young. 30s. I feel like at 30, she's sort of, I don't know that you need to rock her world with it. I don't think there's a lot of danger that she's going to suddenly not love her dad as her dad anymore. The guy raised her. It's her dad. It's a weird thing that her uncle is also her dad, and her cousins are also her brothers and sisters or whatever. My advice is, I'm with you, Vinny. If a bunch of people know about this, fucking tell her, because someone's
going
to spill the beans.
Yep, you got to.
But if there's three of you and you're mm-hmm. not, it isn't like a thing. Like, whose burning desire is it to tell her this? Is it yours, Mom? Because if it's contained, just don't worry about it. I don't know. Maybe mm-hmm. honesty
but
is the best policy. I just don't. I don't feel like you need to.
I don't. Again, it comes back to, if you can contain it, then do. But I do understand that the last thing you want is for her to find out about this in any other way than from your lips. So if
right.
it's not gonna, if it's not controllable, then I think Mom is the one that has to do it. And I would say it's because she is the one that needs to say, when your dad and I got together, more than anything in the world, I wanted you. I wanted you. I wanted exactly you. You're the person I dreamed about. And the only way that we could make you, because of what your dad had done previously, was to get DNA from a family member, and we used that to make you. So, technically, there's this.
Your uncle's your dad and your dad's your grandpa. Well, all right, like, let's order lunch. Here we go.
All that is really hard to get. Like, it would be hard to digest and hard to explain. I think, though, that first sentence, the opening sentence, is the, like, I wanted you.
I love that. I wanted you.
Yeah.
I wanted
that's
a
the
product.
Only thing I can
and
offer you.
She is technically a direct product of you and her not birth dad. She is. They're hardcore related. There's no question about that.
Well, and that mom, because she's the one that was pursuing another child, she needs to be the one to express that sentiment, because it's only going to ring true from her. The dad ends up being sort of a moved aside bystander, and you've got the son who was like, well, I do that every day. What? Like, yeah, I mean, he's just a kid.
I'd love to help you.
Yeah.
Right. He was, I don't know how old he was, but he was an adult, they say. So now that guy, if she's 30, he's at least 50, I assume, possibly older. So, I mean, maybe if this is, I don't know, do they have like family meetings where this girl doesn't get to come and they're just, should we tell her? What do we do? How do we?
No, you know what I think, Sarah, and I think this is true of many families, is shit gets buried and it doesn't get talked about. And right. Then now time has passed and there's, you know, it works on your brain whether you want it buried or not. So I don't doubt that there's some, you know, a little thread that someone can't keep from, you know, pulling on.
Let me just pick that a little bit.
Yeah, and it's gotten to this point in her head where she's trying to figure out, what do we do here?
All right, so I think our bottom line is, if it's contained, do not tell her. If there's a chance she's going to hear it from someone else, then mom should tell her. And I love what you had to say about you are, you know, this, we went through all this and did this thing that because we wanted you. And it doesn't change anything about anybody, and everyone still loves everybody else and all things are good. We thought you should know before Aunt Tina tells you about it, because that bitch cannot keep her mouth shut. I don't know how she's done it for 30 years.
Right. Right.
So that is a great quandary.
Thank you for that letter. I mean, whether or not we were able to help you through this, we appreciate you letting us talk about it in the public. And certainly there are people who will relate to this in one weird way or another, some part of it. But I will think about that this weekend, I'm sure.
I know. Yep. Absolutely.
In fact, tune in Monday, because I may have a different answer for you on Monday.
All right. Thanks for listening to this week's Secret Shows. They're all podcasts now, so take us with you. We love going on your adventures with you. Send your emails to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Have a super fucking weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
The end.